This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined right now on the Fan Hotline by Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director of the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm terrific, Doran.
I'm
terrific.
Great.
It's October, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
October 1st. Best sports month of the year. Jeff, I don't know if you saw this. I'm sure you did. Reports out of the Post-Gazette that Andy Haynes and the Pirates bullpen coach have been let go. I haven't seen any confirmation from the Pirates. Do you think if that's, and I have no reason to doubt these reports, do you think if that's true, that that's where things end for the Pirates?
Probably. I mean, can't be surprised by Haynes. I mean, look at the numbers.
No.
They've been bottom three or even worse in the last a couple of seasons under him. There have been several guys that haven't made key progressions. I think, if anything, if you look at the reasons, Ke'Bryan Hayes, I know he's battling a back, but there seemed to be some friction there. He never got on track. Hank Davis, Jack Suwinski. And look, if you're Andy Haynes, you could say, but what about this guy or this guy? But just overall, and it seemed like the philosophy just wasn't working. Yes, they scored some runs in the second half, but man, that first half, how many games did they have a great pitching performance and couldn't hit?
Jeff, you talk about philosophy. Do you know, or do you think that the philosophy came from Shelton, or was this Andy Haynes' philosophy of how they were approaching the plate?
Well, you got to think some of Shelton's fingerprints are on this. He was a hitting coach and he was the manager. I mean, I don't think it's one of those where he turned it over. Like, okay, you take care of the hitting. I'm just going to sit back and I'm not going to make any impact or any thoughts on what's going on the hitting side, even though I was a hitting coach. Yes. And some of it, listen, some of this guy's just talent. I mean, it's not, they don't have the Yankees lineup that they're dealing with. So it's not all on the hitting coach. But I think when you've had this much lack of success, you need to make a change after 3 years when it just isn't clicking and isn't clicking on nearly every category, even the one where they said that they would be really good at, which is on base percentage, which I think they were 28th in on base percentage. So if you're being mostly passive at the plate and you're still not getting it on base, and the guy who's getting on base the most is the one who needs the least of your attention in McCutcheon, then there's something wrong with the system that you have. And you know, if you bring in a new guy, I think Shelton's got to look at new ideas as well.
That's well said. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Last thing, at least for me, on the Pirates here: Ben Cherington, Derek Shelton, if they do come back, if your hypothesis is correct, your educated guess, and it's a very educated one at that, is correct, do you think that they would be on the hot seat next year? Would it almost be like the last chance for those guys to get something done? Because they've won 76 games
absolutely.
Now, 2 years running.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying, listen, me saying that doesn't mean that I'm endorsing what they've done or that they haven't made mistakes. But if you bring them back, it's on a very hot seat. It's with your confidence, but that this is the last opportunity. And I guess ultimately we'll find out here over the next couple of days. But, man, I couldn't think of a hotter seat in Major League Baseball than those guys coming back.
Jeff, would you say yes or no to this scenario? I'm sure that you glanced at or paid attention to the game last night, the Dolphins and the Titans. The Dolphins are hurting at the quarterback position, so you would assume that they were reaching out to teams about quarterback. The Dolphins trade a second-round pick to the Steelers for Russell Wilson. The Steelers, in turn, then use that, package that second-round pick, go get a receiver, Davante Adams maybe, and then sign Ryan Tannehill as the backup quarterback for the Steelers. You say yes or no to that idea?
Immediately, yes. Immediately, yes. If you could find that scenario, yes. Because it's not like Russ is signed for a few years. I mean, he's going to be a free agent after the season anyway. So if you could get that scenario, yes.
If Justin Fields lost the Chargers game and played poorly, and you're sitting here at 2-2, is Russell Wilson healthy? Hey, I guess what I'm asking, Jeff, is how hurt really is Russell Wilson?
Here's the thing with Russ. He's been limited over and over and over and over again. There's been no full practice. I mean, it's like training camp. Remember watching him in training camp, and it's like every day you're like, okay, he's doing 7-on-7. He's able to do some things out there, but he can't take the next step. And I'm not saying that it's the injury. I mean, that type of injury, you're being overly cautious with. You don't want to take that next push and then potentially hurt an Achilles. I mean, and I can't imagine how frustrating this is for Russ. You come here, you do all the things in the offseason, you learn about these guys, you build friendships, and then that calf injury, then you think you're by it. Okay, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. And it crops back up again. And then your backup is doing some decent things on the football field. Yeah, the starts aren't what they want them to be. But, man, you watch him and you see a guy in Justin Fields that could be your starting quarterback.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, out of all of the things that were concerning on Sunday with the Pittsburgh Steelers, well, it was the defensive line, the defense as a whole, the offensive line, the running back situation, where does Justin Fields fall on the concerning list for you?
I would say, quarterback's always higher, but I would say three. I mean, not getting off the field on third down against Richardson and then Joe Flacco, when most of your money, your experience is on that side of the ball, that's one for me. A couple of decisions by the coaching staff would be two. And then, offense/Justin Fields would probably be three on that list. Listen, I thought when you look at it from the other side, and I love the name, and it's probably why I'm saying this, Jim Bob Cooter. But they did a great job, man. They were aggressive. Those first three series, first three plays, they took shots down the field. They went for it. I'd love to see the Steelers be a little more aggressive early on with their play calling, and maybe that gets them out of these slow starts. It seems like as much as the slow starts, it's kind of warming up in play calling as well. Like, take some shots early.
Tomlin really pointed to turnovers and then the way that they finished being the reason they lost the game. Turnovers had nothing to do with being down 14-0. Like, to me, the start was the bigger issue. I'm wondering if he comes back to turnovers, though, as a way to diminish Justin Fields' performance a little bit. And when asked about Justin Fields, he was not bending over backwards to pat that guy on the back, Jeff. So what's your read on that, Tomlin, and the way he views Justin Fields right now? And are you going to ask the question again today, Jeff?
My read is we're going to hear the exact same thing we heard last week that we basically heard the week before, that I don't need to make that decision right now because the only healthy quarterback we know for sure at the beginning of the week is Justin Fields. So Justin Fields will be the quarterback. He'll walk that tightrope well. And you're right. He's in what he said, he's kind of left some wiggle room out there. Now, mainly, Tomlin has been a guy who undersells players. Like he doesn't throw a ton of glowing stuff out there. But in this quarterback situation, yeah, he's leaving himself an out. We'll see what he says today. I don't expect it to be much different than what we've heard recently.
Jeff, last thing for you. Weird postgame, I thought, from Najee Harris. When asked about Justin Fields, he made it about the team, but kind of in a snippy sort of way. How are Justin Fields' teammates accepting him? How do they view him now through four weeks?
And I would say this. I mean, that was a chippy game, and that was an emotional game for Najee. I mean, Franklin was chirping at him and then chirped at him afterwards.
Sure did.
But, you know, I think in his way, he was trying to defend Justin and saying this, people are blaming Justin for things we have going on, but it's the whole team. It's all of us that are making mistakes. It's not just Justin. And that he's pointing to reporters saying, well, Justin's making mistakes. I think that was his intent with what he said. As far as the guys in the locker room, man, they love Justin Fields. And it doesn't mean they don't love Russ, but they've gone to war with him. They've seen him take hits. They've seen him lead in a nice, calm, cool manner. I mean, they really like this guy. They've liked him from the beginning. He's earned their respect. It's not anything he said. He doesn't say a lot. But, man, they just gravitate towards this guy. And, you know, they're 3-1. They've made some mistakes. But they've also won on a football field with this guy, which is huge.
Jeff, really good stuff. Appreciate your time as always. Have fun at Tomlin Tuesday today.
Best day of the week.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
See you guys.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.